Hello, everyone, and welcome to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm going to be your host and producer this evening, Logan Landers. And joining me to talk about the Atlanta Falcons taking on the Houston Texans in NFL Week 5 action is Mr. Football, Vincent Turner. How are you doing today, sir?
Hey, how you doing today?
I'm all right, Vincent. I'm all right. We'll talk about the Falcons in just a second, though. You want to talk? Hey, if you want to enjoy the rest of our episodes we've done in college, NFL, check us out on Facebook and on YouTube. We go live each and every single week. Some tremendous game previews, legend interviews, you name it, you can find it on our channel. And, of course, check out our podcast as well, weekly episodes. It's just an audio format for all the episodes you're watching here or you're listening to here, available on all of your major podcast streaming platforms. Well, let's get into it. The Atlanta Falcons are currently sitting at 2-2 on the season. And, Vincent, I have just one number to give to you, and that number is 13. Well, 13 is the number of points the Falcons have scored in the last 2 weeks after looking really good the first 2 weeks. I mean, can we put it on jet lag perhaps last week? They had to go all the way out to London, so maybe. But when you take a deep dive at this team, I mean, you got Desmond Ridder, of course, being your main guy under center. Who knows for how long people are already getting mad at him, get the pitchforks ready on the season. 744, 62% completion percentage. 3 touchdowns, 3 INTs, has been sacked 16 times. Just really can't seem to get it in the second gear, Vincent. Not sure what's going on there. We mentioned last week's episode previewing the Jaguars game, how the offensive line just has not looked right for the Falcons for some odd reason here lately. Looking at your team, obviously the strength is going to be the rushing core. Bijan Robinson, he's looked nice. He's been a very much a bright spot for the team. 318 on the year, still waiting to get his first touchdown as a running back, but maybe this week, we'll see. And of course, Tyler Allgeier, really good player as well. Had over 1,000 yards last season. We'll see how many he can get this upcoming year. Receiving corps. Vincent, wouldn't you believe it? The top receiver in terms of yardage is Jonnu Smith, the backup tight end. Not Kyle Pitts, not Drake London, Jonnu Smith. I had to make sure that my computer wasn't messing up when I saw that. So that's your top receiver, 179. Robinson, your running back, 134. Then you get Drake London at number 3 with 126. And Kyle Pitts, 4th on the team in receptions with 121. In terms of touchdowns, you got Drake London on your way with 2. Pitts has still got none. Robinson's got 1. Jonnu Smith, he's got none. So I don't know, man. This Falcons offense, it looked great 2 weeks. The running game was on point. The passing still was kind of iffy. But the running game made up for it. Here these last 2 weeks, they have desperately needed to get something going on offense. But let's talk about the defense, what they've been up to. As we know, Jesse Bates, the big offseason acquisition for Atlanta, signed for a ton of money. So far, he's leading the team in tackles with 32. He's looked really well, as we all know, leading the team in interception as well with 3. But he is the only person, Vincent, on this team with interceptions. He's got all 3 of them. When you look at sacks, that's something the Falcons have really struggled with. And I can't remember how long in terms of finding someone who is consistent at getting to the quarterback. David Onyemata, he's leading the team right now, 1.5. Behind him, Lorenzo Carter. Caden Ellis behind him with 1 as well. So this team is just – it's frustrating, Vincent. It really is frustrating because we all know how Falcons fans are here. We broadcast live from the metro Atlanta area. We know that these teams, that these fans are invested in the Falcons. People are already calling for Arthur Smith right now. And, man, it's just not a good look for a team that in 2 weeks everyone had this team. Oh, yeah, we're going to be looking good. We're looking great. To what do we do next? Some people are saying we need to find a better backup quarterback or put Taylor Heinicke in there, sign a veteran. I'm not sure what to do. Give me your thoughts on the Falcons and just so I can get my therapy session out the way.
You know what's so great about doing these podcasts and being on Facebook Live? You can say what you want to say.
Yes, sir.
Over the years, I've tried to be very professional in what I really present our product here at 100 Yards Football. And I give much love to the people that's been part of this. You, it's been a major, major acquisition and success in us moving forward. Of course, Jeremiah Long, of course, Bobby Butler. Of course, Mark Bass, a.k.a. Mm-hmm. Denham, and then, of course, Ronnie Keebler. I said going into this football season, I was going to be a little bit more honest from the heart. And Mark Denham, who does great work for us, said I need to let it rip on a lot of things and get your personal feelings involved in this. Arthur Smith, the head coach, is from my hometown of 901, Memphis, Tennessee. His dad is the CEO of FedEx. I was excited when he got the job. I like what he's doing because he had success over there as offensive coordinator with the Tennessee Titans. And I'm still going to bag him, even though everybody wants his head. And the thing that I really admire him about is that it looks like he's going to show the loyalty to his quarterback, Desmond Ridder. And I kind of understand that. You don't give up on the young man just because he's struggling. But then I understand the fan base questioned a lot of things that Arthur Smith did with him, not playing him last in the preseason a lot. And then especially last year when I thought that maybe Desmond Ridder deserved to start after the Falcons last year winning to Cincinnati and lost with Marcus Mariota under the center. But we had a serious point in the Falcons organization. A serious point where Arthur Smith is going to go with a head coach, and definitely a serious, serious claw and point where Desmond Ridder, whether or not he's going to be the starter for the Falcons starting this week for head on. He has to play well against the Houston Texans on Sunday. No matter what, if the Falcons running the football or not, he's got to play better. It's no question about it. And I like the young man. Remember, this is a young man that's a senior in Cincinnati, put them on the map and went in the South Bend and beat Touchdown Jesus and the Notre Dame Fighter Average, who was rated at the time. He won that football game and got Cincinnati to the college football playoffs. To me, I think watching him play over the last few weeks, especially this year, I just think he's putting too much pressure and he's playing scared. And in the National Football League, at any level of competition with football, your quarterback got to play well over. If your quarterback doesn't play well, you're not going to win. I was looking at Desmond Ridder's stats last week. He was 19-31 for 191, one touchdown, two INTs. Against Detroit, he was 21-38 for 201. Against Green Bay, 19-32 for 237. Carolina, 15-18 for 115. That's not going to get it. It's not. We could talk about the Falcons being an excellent running team, but we're seeing the offensive line has struggled. They've struggled. That's been surprising. But for you to move in and start stating that you're in a playoff conversation, your quarterback has got to start having some 300-yard games. And the Falcons went out there in the previous two drafts and drafted playmakers. Bijan Robinson, Drake London, Kyle Pitts. These are young players that are very good at their position, had a lot of production on the college level. It's all about Desmond Ridder, man. The defense has played lights out. The acquisitions that they brought over in the offseason, Jesse Bates has been the best safety in the game. Calais Campbell played very well last week in London. Jeff Okuna came off, finally came in and got some time and has played real well. Kaden Ellis has played real well. So we cannot argue about the defense, but I'm not going to rip Desmond Ridder because I still believe in him. But I would say this, this is the game of his career and the game of his life coming up against the Houston Texans on Sunday. Make no bones, if he struggles, and I've heard so many rumors out there. Mm-hmm. Right now, the rumor is the Falcons on the back channel right now looking at how many picks they can really put together and get Justin Fields and bring the hometown boy home from the Chicago Bears. Mm-hmm. Now, I heard some buffoon. This is for you, Marv Denham. That was on the call letter 680. A former quarterback at Georgia that was killing them bringing Justin Fields here. I'm going to say this to you, man. I try to respect you, but look what Justin Fields did at Ohio State. And you trying to question his ability to throw the football? He got Ohio State to back-to-back college football playoffs. And then in his last game, when he was at Ohio State, not his last game, but the semifinal game against Clemson, go look at the film when he had talent, what he did against Trevor Lawrence. Then look what he's had in Chicago. Nothing. Then in his second year, he had over 1,000 yards rushing. What has Justin Fields had on the outside? And then you took away one of his best playmakers in Chicago. You didn't want to resign David Montgomery. Look what he's doing in Detroit. He's bowling. You took away two of the best defensive players. You didn't want to resign Raquan Smith and Khalil Mack. And I'm looking at Chicago fans cheering for Caleb Williams. But I tell you what, there's a lot of teams wouldn't mind taking Justin Fields right now. And I don't want to put it out there that Atlanta should get rid of Desmond Ridder for Justin Fields, but we got to be realist here. Reality. People jobs on the line now. That's very serious, Logan. The Falcon fan base is out there. And when you look at it, I went out there and saw them practice in the summer, and I thought this was a playoff team that could easily win the NFC South. But to make a short story and make it realist as I can, it's the quarterback position. Desmond Ridder, I'm behind you, brother. I know the pressure's on you. I know you're watching. You're trying to stay off social media. You got to hear them talking. But, man, you got to get it together, man. And this game is about confidence. That's what I'm seeing with the young man from the University of Cincinnati. The Falcons got too much talent offensively, and you're not going to win, and you got to put up numbers, man. And you got a football team that's coming in here that's shocking the world under DeMarco Ryan. D'Amico Ryans, I'm sorry. The Houston Texans are going to be over there at the Mercedes-Benz Dome on Sunday. And they looking. And they looking to go 3-2. And they got some pretty good young football players. And the one thing that they have, see, when the draft came up this past spring in 2023, everybody was so high on Bryce Young. And I understand that, but the one thing that concerned me about Bryce Young was his stature. Could he withstand the punishment in the National Football League? Well, he's out right now. And then I'm looking at the head coach, Frank Wright. And I'm saying to myself, do Frank Wright, is he on the same board, the head coach with the Carolina Panthers organization? Because it had to be somebody that wanted Bryce Young number one overall. Because think about Frank Wright. He had Matt Ryan, who's a big, tall quarterback in Indianapolis. He was the offensive coordinator that had Nick Foles and won the Super Bowl. Then he played in Buffalo under Jim Kelly. All that one Bryce Young statue. But you look, he had C.J. Stroud come up there twice. And they don't take C.J. Stroud. And now I'm reading stories and hearing through social media. That's who he wanted overall. And let me tell you something. There was a lot of people that was putting a lot of bad blood out there on C.J. Stroud. I think they were talking about his Wonderlic test. They were talking about, hey, he wasn't processing for certain NFL teams. But let me ask you something. He came out of Ohio State under Ryan Day. Yeah, he played with NFL talent. Don't get me wrong. But at the end of the day, you got to be special to play with NFL talent on the college level. You got to be special to play at Ohio State based on the fact that you following Dwayne Haskins. You following Justin Fields. Two guys that went in the first round. And now look at California Yahe. Then it was saying that, oh, he's struggling in the preseason. Oh, and DeMarco Ryans went and name him a starter after the second preseason game.
I believe so.
And everybody's, oh, I died, look at him. But you know what? I'm looking at him right now. The Texans are 2-2. And C.J. Stroud, right, to me, is the best rookie right now in the National Football League. Key stat, 6 touchdowns, 0 interceptions. I don't mean to be taken over the segment you talk about the test, but I'm just saying, go what he did with the Jaguars. He beat Trevor Lawrence 2 weeks ago. The Texans win 37-17. He beat Kenny Pickett and the Steelers last week. Had over 300 yards in both games. Then you're looking at the Texans, man. Will Anderson is coming home. Dutchtown product. He's already got 3 sacks on the year. Derek Stingley is still one of the best corners in the game. Tank Bell, I ain't even mentioned him. That's why it's critical for Desmond Ridder and the Atlanta Falcons to really play well on Sunday. If the Falcons And Desmond Ridder, I'm going to say this. If he doesn't play well and the Falcons lose, then you're going to see a very interesting week next week throughout the city of Atlanta concerning the Atlanta Falcons. Very simple, man. To me, the game, the pressure is on the Falcons and Arthur Smith. Jobs are at stake now. People stand up at night now. And let me tell you something. The Falcons, if Desmond Ridder doesn't really get it together and start playing well, you got to take an assumption. And everybody's saying, well, we need to go with Taylor Heinicke, I think it is his name.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he had the big win on Monday night over Philadelphia. What has he done since then? Philadelphia didn't want to keep him. He couldn't beat out Sam Howe. He's a journeyman. So he comes in and plays poorly. Then, you know, Arthur Smith, I'm behind you 100%, but you're going to be in trouble, man. My thing is right now, let's cheer Desmond Ridder, and let's hope that he get it together against the Texans on Sunday. But if not, I'm looking very strongly. It's for you. I'm not going to call your name, but you was 1 of 7 in the national championship game against Notre Dame. Herschel won that football game. Stop killing Justin Fields, fool. Go out and get Justin Fields and bring him back home, and it'd be like Michael Vick 2 in Atlanta. That's all I have to say. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Talking about the Texans real quick, as you mentioned, C.J. Stroud's looked very impressive this year. A lot of people were pegging him as the front runner for the rookie of the year for offense, and rightfully so. He's looked really well, hasn't really struggled a whole lot. Only blemish he's had is just 11 sacks, but like you mentioned, 6-0, 6 touchdowns, no INTs, looked really good here as of late. And he's throwing it to guys like Nico Collins, Tank Dell, Robert Woods. I mean, they've got the Texans coming into the season. We knew that it felt like they were kind of turning a corner, Vincent, with a new head coach. Brand new draft picks, a lot of guys they picked up in free agency. But they have looked really sharp here these past 2 weeks after starting out the season 0-2. Their defense, like you mentioned, Henry Toa is putting in some good work there, along with Derek Stingley Jr., some other guys as well, with Christian Harris, Jonathan Grenard, Shaquille Griffin, Will Anderson. I mean, they've got a lot of young talent on this team. And Houston, I mean, let's not get it twisted, Vince. I know we're only a few weeks in, but they're currently first in the AFC South. When not a lot of people had them get a whole lot of wins this year. So give me your final prediction for this game. Who's winning and who's losing this matchup on Sunday?
Well, I'm going to stay with Arthur Smith simply because he's from Memphis, Tennessee, a 901 guy. Loyalty is a big, big thing in the water down there in Memphis. I'm going to stay with Arthur Smith. The Falcons got to have a win 24-21. But as I said, if Desmond Ridder plays poorly, there's going to be jobs on the line. And I'm talking about from head to toe. And that's basically all I got to say, man. The quarterback has to play well, man. He's got you cannot win with those numbers. And I think last week what really shocked me was that how poorly Desmond Ridder played. But I think it wasn't the scheme. It wasn't the plays. It's just the young man is not playing with confidence. And that's got to be something within. No knock on Desmond Ridder, but when you come and you play at this level, each week in the National Football League is pressure. Each game is different than any other sport. Mm-hmm. Each week, it's like you got to play at a high level. That's why you got to respect the Patrick Mahomes of the game.
Mm-hmm.
You got to respect the Jalen Hurts of the game. You got to respect the Lamar Jacksons of the game. And you got to respect the young man out there in Miami that's playing very good football, Mr. Tua. Buffalo, Josh Allen. Just like look what's happening in Cincinnati. Joe Burrow is injured. Mm-hmm. Look at the Bengals. They won, 1-3 on the year?
I believe so.
You're not going to win in this level if your quarterback doesn't play well. And in this game, it's a passing league. You got to make plays in a passing game. You got too much special talent out front. Drake London. Kyle Pitts, Bijan Robinson. These guys are really good, good, solid football players.
Yes, sir. Final score for me in this one. I'm going to be optimistic. I'm going to have the Falcons scoring a season-high points. I'll have the Falcons 28, and I will have the Houston Texans with 17. Hoping the Falcons can get together on offense this week. Like I mentioned earlier, past 2 weeks, we've only put up a combined 13 points. That is not going to get it done. Is this week going to be the week? Well, we want to hear from you, our fans. Please drop a comment. Also, be sure to like and subscribe on our Facebook and YouTube channel so you don't miss a single episode. And check out our podcast each and every single week under 100 Yards of Football, any podcast streaming platform you prefer. As always, Mr. Football, Vincent Turner, it's a pleasure talking some Atlanta Falcons football with you, my friend. And we'll talk to you guys again on another episode.